This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Political music as communication, what Rara got wrong. Can a song be a political weapon? Yes, but wielding it badly will cost you. What happened? Nigerian musician Rara released a song directly targeting Ibrahim Pantarmi, a prominent political figure, sparking fierce debate across northern Nigeria about whether artists should use their platforms to attack public officials. The controversy split audiences. Some see the song as legitimate political commentary, others view it as an ethical violation of artistic responsibility. The fight is as much about the rules of cultural speech as it is about Pantarmi himself. The communication angle. Can music do what a press conference cannot? Yes, absolutely yes. And that is precisely why the situation matters to anyone who communicates for a living. Rara did something clever. He chose a channel where the rules of acceptable criticism are looser, the emotional payload is higher, and the audience is already receptive. A spoken accusation against a powerful figure gets filtered through skepticism. A song gets filtered through feeling. Rhythm lowers your defenses. Repetition plants ideas. This is not manipulation. This is how communication actually works, and pretending otherwise is naive. But here is where Rara's approach creates a real problem. Attack songs work best when they carry one specific, verifiable charge. Think of protest music that in Jaws, it names a concrete injustice. The moment a song becomes a general takedown, a pylon without a focused point, it stops being commentary and starts being noise. The Northern Nigerian audience pushing back is not wrong to ask what exactly is the accusation, and what do you want us to do about it? The second failure is the failure to own the messenger's credibility. Political music lands hardest when the artist is perceived as a neutral voice speaking truth to power. Rara has a history of political alignment that audiences know. When listeners already see you as somebody's tool, your attack song does not read as courage. It reads as a job. That perception kills the message before the first chorus ends. This debate about ethics of political music is really a debate about trust and intent. Audiences in every culture ask two questions when they receive a pointed message. Do I believe this person? And do I believe they're saying this for my benefit or for their own? If the answer to either question is no, the message fails. Not because it is untrue. Because it is untrustworthy. The lesson for anyone using a platform to challenge someone powerful, your credibility is the weapon, not your words. Load the weapon before you fire it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility first communication gives you a framework for sequencing your message so that your audience trusts the source before they evaluate the content. Most people lead with the argument. The ones who actually change minds lead with the reason they earned the right to make it. The takeaway. Before you use any public platform to criticize someone with more power than you, write down one sentence that answers this question. Why am I the right person to say this? And why now? If you cannot answer that clearly, your audience will answer it for you, and they will not be generous. Get that sentence right first. Everything else follows. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.